I meant during the cookies, not now. Thank you guys.
Order of ACH bank fees for the 2018 year.
Is it one of these? All right. We can go back to accounts payable.
Okay, we're going to go back to accounts payable and go ahead.
We've been contacted by the Sheriff's Department. A check that was written last week, check number 447703. It was made to Landmark Dodge. The Landmark Dodge had sent them an invoice for $1,000 more than what the bid should have been. So we've overpaid them by $1,000. So they are mailing the check back to us and sending the correct invoice. So I want to know if it's okay when I get that information, can I void that check and reissue it for $1,000 less? Or do I need to wait another week to come back next week?
Do you have a check number, or can we do it as a warrant? Do you have a warrant number you can assign to it?
I can grab one from Don real fast.
Would it just be the next
one? It'd probably be the next one on there.
We'll be here for... We'll be here tomorrow, and we'll be here for budget the rest of the day. Okay. So, we just want to put it on tomorrow's.
That works for me.
We can.
I don't want to, we want to wait until we actually receive the check back before we issue another one. So that's the time.
Here comes Don.
Are they mailing it today back?
Yes. According to the sheriff, they are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where they mail it from?
Probably Kansas City area. Where's Landmark Dodge? I don't know.
It is in Independence, Missouri.
So it may be
up by Kansas City.
May not have it back by tomorrow, but we'll be here.
Do we have to?
Can you just approve the new check number?
Yeah, we can approve the warrant.
She's got a warrant right
now. Yeah, just go ahead and approve the warrant. That way I won't do anything until.
Can I ask when that comes in, it's on a bid? Then is the person that gets it right then, are they to check and know what the bid amount was, so they should have known it was wrong before submitting? I'm asking so we don't put a policy.
I assume the Sheriff's Department should have.
They would check the bid and know. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how their process works for sure. But
Don, how does?
It goes through the process, once it's put in through the auditor, through the PO. And it's several steps, and then and it goes through the purchasing agent. So the time it gets to us, there's a red flag, it should be hit. But, it slips through.
So the warrant number was?
6911.
And if they're working off of not something we bid here, and they're working off of the
state bid,
it may be a deal of issue that the state bid didn't get looked at, or...
We want to move to avoid, or do we want to do it now, or do you want to wait until they have the more paperwork, or do you guys have it set up? You know what you're for the warrant?
I need a check number to avoid. We can use the warrant, and then
we know we're going to avoid it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Move to avoid check number 447703.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Do you guys want to do the warrant now, or wait until we get the new bill?
I just can go ahead and do it. The way I can take care of it as soon as it comes in.
Do you know the amount that it's going to be?
Yeah, it'd be $23,126.
And is the warrant actually made out to Landmark Dodge, or how does that work?
Yes.
Move to approve warrant number 6911 in the amount of $23,126 to Landmark Dodge.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll move back to order of ACH bank fees for the year 2018.
this order just allows any time that the Bank of Missouri charges us, if somebody writes us an insufficient check, then they charge my bank account $7. This allows me to go ahead and process my manual check in my accounting system to allow for that. I looked last time it happened 9 times. So it doesn't happen very often, but that way I can go ahead and do what I need to do as soon as it comes through.
That's the way you've been handling it since we went with this bank.
Or even prior banks. I thought that's how we've always
done it. We didn't used to have paper and return checks.
Well, other fees that I had. This covers any fee, not just return checks.
So you want the motion for any bank fees then instead of just...
Yeah, it's bank fees. Order for ACH of bank fees. Just currently, that's the only thing we get charged for.
Move to approve the order for ACH of bank fees for the year 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for newspaper services number 201-711-390.
Morning, Commissioner. Thank you. Just to close the book on that last item, I was listening to the purchase of that particular patrol vehicle, my Landmark Dodge. When I saw that purchase order, I entered the state bid contract number. I communicated with the sheriff directly, and he actually was on top of that. He actually had the actual state bid number. The bid was current. And purchase that vehicle. So just, I think I heard something a minute ago that said they weren't sure how the process worked or whether the purchasing agent approved those things or not, but I do. Whenever I see anything over the bid limit, if I don't know firsthand, I'll make a call to that department and get that information. And the sheriff does an awesome job on top of that stuff. So I'm here this morning in response to bid number 201711-390 for newspaper services. This is the one I'd like to say it's probably the only bid that I'm responsible for every year that doesn't involve a specific elected official or department director. Last year, or each year, we put a bid out for these newspaper services. Last year, we went ahead and exercised the clause that was in that existing contract to renew for 1 year, maintaining the same pricing. And that particular contract expires at the end of this year. So I went ahead and released this bid for newspaper services on November the 11th. I actually sent 2 bid invitations, emails to both of the qualified newspaper services in our area on 2 different dates. I sent 2 different bid invitations and only received 1 response. That response was received on Wednesday, December the 13th, 2017. I opened that here in public with Mr. Suti as a witness. He was handy, and the response is from Branson Tri-Lakes News in the amount of $3.95 per line column inch based on 9-point type with 10-point leading. This is the same exact dollar amount that they had bid 2 years ago and then agreed to renew the contract last year at that same price. So as such, I recommend award to Branson Tri-Lakes News of Branson, Missouri, $3.95 per line item, and for that contract to run until December 31st, 2018. The new contract will also have that renewal option clause in it should the commission decide to exercise that clause a year from now, based on this particular vendor agreeing to maintain that pricing.
Move to award bid number 201711-390 to Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moore Bend boat ramp easement. I have a letter dated D December 14, 2017, from Mr. Cotty. He's reviewed the proposed documentation for an easement for construction of a boat launching ramp, road, and parking area at Morris Bend and approve it to form. The documentation has been submitted by the Corps of Engineers and consists of the Department of the Army easement for right-of-way located on Bull Shoals Lake, Taney County, Missouri. The term of the agreement commences June 1st, 2017, expires May 31st, 2037.
This is something they started last year, and we need the Corps' approval, and it's just taken many months to go through everything, and they have given their final approval, and they've came and been on site with our Road and Bridge Administrator, Randy Hayes, and they viewed the project and found it. And also we had signatures from several hundred residents in that area, and they found it would be in the best interest of the community, and they've approved the agreement.
So what is the agreement? We're going, is there an existing?
It says it's the Department of Army easement for right-of-way located on Bull Shoals Lake, Taney County, Missouri.
To answer your question, there is an existing older boat ramp, but with the lake raise, the 5-foot minimum, it made it unusable, so they were requesting a new ramp in a different location, or basically close to that, but at a higher elevation to make it more usable. The other one becomes unusable when with the lake up, even above normal, what they had previous. This also creates a parking area and improving the road to the boat launch. I believe it's one of the park boards.
Is this a
project that you guys, they brought to you, and you guys, one of the four.
And so you guys are doing the work?
Yes.
What's the estimated cost on the work?
Estimated cost? I didn't have an estimated cost currently on that until we got what the Corps was going to approve, even let us, but I can bring you estimated cost later at it, but I don't have one right now.
So. When the park board presented it to the commission, I think they allowed $15,000, is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be similar to that range, but I mean, it's not going to be a very expensive project. I mean, we're talking a concrete ramp for the boat launch, the rest of it just be aggregate and improvements there to the existing ground.
Mm-hmm. Is it a, let me see it. Move to approve. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Move to approve the Department of the Army easement for right of way located on Bull Shoals Lake, Taney County, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guess we're gonna recess, and we'll be in our conference room at 10 o'clock for executive session for section 16021.3 personnel. We'll be recessed.